First Samuel, if you would please. First Samuel, chapter number 1. The Lord give us a fault. Of course, I know it's not Mother's Day is past. And, we had one of those testimonial services on Mother's Day last week. We had our Gideon speaker, and I appreciate what the church done there. I think it was $1,500 and some dollars that we give to the Gideons to buy Bibles with. And so I appreciate the Gideon last week and appreciate the service. And the Lord just wouldn't let me get away from the fault here on the lady that we find here. Only in 1 Samuel in chapters number 1 and chapter number 2 do you find her mentioned in the Bible. But what an impact that this lady had by the name of Hannah. I want to look at her for a little while this morning, not only certainly for the ladies, but for all of us here today, that certainly there's some lessons, I believe, that we can see from her life that all of us can take and apply to our hearts and our lives, certainly as we look at her from the Scriptures today. And so I want us to look at her. I entitled the message, The Faith of a Faithful Woman. The Faith of a Faithful Woman. And we see how her faith and certainly how God blessed her and God used her certainly in a mighty way. There are some difficulties, and we'll talk a little bit about that this morning as well. There's one thing about God when He gives us the Word of God. He gives us the full picture. We find in a lot of people's lives, He gives us that full picture. Just as He knew her life, He knows our life today. And I would say again this morning, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then certainly the greatest thing that anyone here today could do is to receive Him. And then certainly for those that are saved, that we'd be encouraged to just to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. So 1 Samuel and chapter number 1, if you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning, if you're able, to stand today out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. Now I'm going to read probably verses 10 down through verse 19. Then we'll pick up over in verse 24 and read down through the remaining part of the chapter. I would encourage you, if you've not read it lately, I would encourage you to go back and read the first two chapters of the book of Samuel. I'm not going to be able to read all that and fill in all the blanks today of her life, but I just want us to look at some specific things and how the faith of a faithful woman certainly changed the direction here of even the children of Israel. God, of course, blessed her with a child by the name of Samuel, and Samuel became one of the great prophets of the Old Testament. So this morning I want you to think about that. Notice in verse number 10, the Bible says about Hannah, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then will I give him, notice now, unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition. Now notice that thou hast asked of him. I want you to notice verse 18. And she said, Let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way, notice now, and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. The faith of a faithful woman. And they rose up early in the morning. They rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Now skip over to verse 24. And when she had weaned him, speaking of Samuel, she took him up with her and three bullocks and one ephah of flour. and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Notice what she does in verse 28. Therefore also have I lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence again on this day, Father, to thank you for another day on this side of eternity. Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for the teaching of the word of God. Thank you for the beautiful singing. Lord, thank you for the testimonies and, Lord, all that's already been done, Lord, in our midst this morning. Thank you for, Lord, these seniors that are graduating high school. I pray that, God, you would ever be with them and, Lord, give them direction, Lord, in their life. Lord, may they take the word of God, Lord, and let that be the roadmap, Father, that they'll follow for their life. Then, Lord, this morning, Father, as I stand in this place, God, I realize I stand in a place where no man can stand alone and accomplish the will of God. Father, I pray you'd anoint me. God, I pray you'd use me now, Father, in a special way. God, I pray you would help us to open up our ears and our hearts. God, receive that which you have for us from the word of God this morning, especially that one that may be here today without Christ. God, I pray you'd burden their heart, convict them, and draw them. And Father, this very day, Lord, they come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Again, we want to tell you that we love you. We thank you for loving us. Bless our time together now. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. I'll try to hurry this morning, get through as many of these thoughts as I can today. But I want to look at the faith of a faithful woman. Again, as we consider the story by this lady, by the lady of the name of Hannah, and how faith, certainly in the true and the living God, not only changed her, her life and her circumstances, but had also brought about a great servant of God by the name of Samuel. To all of the women today, not only to them, but to each and every one of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ in a free pardon of sin, it's still, God still honors the faith of those that will look to him and trust him. Now, I'm glad today that we have a God in heaven that already knows our needs. He knows our hearts. He knows our circumstances. And certainly I'm glad that the Bible also teaches us in the book of Romans in chapter number 8 and verse number 28, for God worketh all things together for good to those that love him, to the called according to his purpose. And so we may not always understand it. You may be going through things here today that you don't understand. Certainly, and it's probably a good possibility that there is. I've went through things this week that I didn't understand with families and circumstances and situations. But I'm glad today that there's a God in heaven that already knows. I'm glad there's a God that has a reason for all things. And what he wants you and I to do this morning is he wants you and I to trust him. And that's easy preaching and hard living sometimes. But I'm glad that we have a God that we can trust. I believe we see that in the life of Hannah. Here we have this lady. I want to talk about her for just a few moments with the help of God this morning. First of all, her name means favored. And, of course, Samuel's name means heard of God. As we know, Hannah prays for a child. And we see that God fulfills that request. And we'll talk about that in just a few moments. But first of all, as we look at her life, as you start in chapter number 1, of 1 Samuel this morning, you'll find, first of all, a woman here, a woman by the name of Hannah, who had problems. I've got problems. You've got problems. All God's children has problems. Unfortunately, that's the way of life. We know Job himself said, man born of woman is but few days and full of trouble. And so as you begin to look at her life, as God begins to let us look into the life of Hannah, we find, first of all, that she has some problems. Let me say, first of all, as we look at her problems in chapter number 1, we find that she is married to a husband that has two wives. Boy, what a problem. Amen. Now, we find that in the Old Testament. And let me say this morning. Nowhere did God put His stamp of approval on those that had more than one wife. God did not put His approval on that. I want you to know that this morning. But we find that, of course, she is married. And, of course, her husband, he has two wives. Lord, have mercy. Keeping up with one's enough. I couldn't imagine keeping up with two. But anyhow, that was the situation that Hannah was in. And the problem with that, we find certainly within the problems that Hannah had, we look at them as problems. But let me say this before I move on. We look at them as problems, but I'm glad that God looks at them this morning as an opportunity to work and an opportunity to do something that only God can do. An opportunity, if you will, for God to perform a miracle. And that's exactly what He does in the life of Hannah. So we find in her problems, number one, she has married to a husband that has two wives. Not only does she have a husband with two wives, but secondly, she has a heart that is broken. She has a heart that is broken. The other wife, Peninnah, of course, she has children, and Hannah does not have a child. And we find that the Bible says that Elkanah, her husband, loved her dearly, but she had no children. And so we find that she is heartbroken because that she has no child. So today we find that her problems, she has that husband, she has a heart that is broken. And then we find the other wife brings about harassment, if you will. Study chapter number one. There was constant harassment. Hey, I've got children, but you don't have any. So there was constant harassment in the life of Hannah. So she had problems this morning. As I've already said, I've got problems, you've got problems. God's children's got problems. We may not have the problems that Hannah had, but we have problems. And friend, when we have problems, there's only one thing that we must do. I believe we ought to do like Hannah done. I believe we ought to take them before the God of heaven this morning. Hallelujah, I'm glad He can do for us today what we cannot do for ourselves. And by the way, God's still able to perform miracles today. Amen. God's just as able to perform miracles today as He's ever been. And could I say, as I've said many times, the greatest miracle that could be performed here today is for someone that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ in a free pardon of sin would come forward today and cry out, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm glad, thank God, He still saves old sinners. I'm glad, thank God, He redeems them and saves them by His marvelous grace. And could I say, out of all the problems that you may have today, if you do not know Christ as your Savior, that's the greatest problem that you have. You have a sin problem that only God can take care of through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So friend, you must bring it to Jesus. I want you to notice, first of all, she's a woman who had problems. Secondly, I want you to know, secondly, she is a woman who had a passion for God. She had a passion for God. All those years of the harassment, all those years that looking at their other wife and she has children and she has none, she still has a passion for God. Boy, I tell you today, it'd be good if you and I that know the Lord Jesus Christ today would have the kind of passion for God that she had. She, thank God, just kept going as they were instructed to do, to go up and to worship. She was still going and worshiping. She was still doing her part as far as worship was concerned. She was a woman who had a passion for God. In other words, she had a God that was bigger than her problems. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God this morning, church. We have a God that's bigger than our problems. I don't believe you're getting it. We have a God that's bigger than our problems. We have a God that can still perform miracles. We have a God. Hey, God didn't heal Kenny here,
I'm glad, thank God, he performed a miracle on Thursday evening. Thank God that only God could do. There was an ultimate healing that took place in his life. I'll tell you what I believe. He's in glory this morning because of what Jesus done on Calvary and him accepting that. Hey, friend, that's a miracle when you can leave this life in a sick body and go to a place where you'll never be sick again. You'll never sorrow again. You'll never suffer again. Hallelujah. That's a miracle. I'm glad God is bigger than our problems this morning. She had problems, but she had a passion for God. I wonder today, do you and I have a passion for God? You say, preacher, how could you say that? Well, I see that she's a woman of faith. She's a woman of faithfulness. She's a woman to come and to worship and to trust God even in the hardest of times. In other words, you just keep on keeping on. You don't give up and you don't quit. Some of you have been praying for somebody for a long time. Don't quit. Amen. Don't give up. You've been praying for God to do something in your life specific. Keep on praying. Keep on that. Hey, keep that passion for God. And God in His way and in His time can and will answer that prayer. She had a problem, but she had a passion for God. Thirdly, and we're moving on right good. Thirdly, this morning, she was a woman of prayer. You'll find in the first two chapters of the book of Samuel, you'll find a couple of different specific prayers that Hannah prays. I like the one in chapter number 2. I don't have the time to deal with this morning. But we have especially the one that I've read to you today out of chapter number 1. And we find some things about her prayer. I want you to think about it with me for just a moment. She's a woman of prayer. First of all, she even prayed. She prayed with a broken and a bitter heart. Preacher, would God hear me if I was to pray in a bitter heart? He heard Hannah. Hey, He knows today. Listen, we're made out of this flesh. She's heartbroken. She's been harassed by the other. I mean, she's just in a fix, to be honest with you. And all she knows to do is to pray. All she knows to do is to pray. That's all we know to do. There's circumstances right here in this building this morning. If I could stand right here today and I could touch them and take them away, I'd do that. But I can't do that. There's people sitting here this morning with broken hearts. There can be people sitting here this morning with bitter hearts. There could be here people sitting here this morning with sinful hearts. I can't do a thing about that. But I'm glad I can point you to one, hallelujah, that can do what I cannot do. Hallelujah. I'm glad His name is Jesus. I'm glad He's still on the throne. I'm glad He's seated at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and I. I'm glad God still has the power. I'm glad God still has the strength. I'm glad God still has the mercy. I'm glad God still has the grace. Thank God to do what we cannot do for ourselves. She was a woman with a problem. She was a woman with a passion for God. So what did she do? She sat down and pout about it? That's what we do. That old hee-haw song again, gloom and despair and agony on me. Hey, we all feel like that sometimes. I don't care who you are. If you've been saved 5 minutes or you've been saved 50 years or 75, hey, there's going to be times that you just feel that way. What do? You pray. Now, I believe Hannah's prayer was not a little prayer, Lord, I lay me down to sleep. Just before she was going to doze off, she goes up to worship. But she also goes to pray. And notice, she is so involved in her prayer that Eli is standing there watching her. Now she's praying with a broken and a bitter heart. And Eli begins to notice her praying. And Eli goes, "Why, she's drunk. She's mad. There's something wrong." Because we find that Eli begins to question her. She was praying to the this is good. She wasn't worried about Eli when she was praying. She wasn't worried about anybody else around there when she's praying. Miss Debbie, I'll tell you what, she was interested in praying to the one that could help her. Hallelujah. You don't pray to impress people. You don't pray this morning so that somebody else can hear you. You pray so that God can hear and answer your request. Hallelujah. She prayed, first of all, with a broken heart and a bitter heart. Secondly, she prayed with a believing heart. Why pray if you ain't going to believe it? I truly believe she prayed believing that her God could help her. The only reason that your God can't help you this morning is you might be praying to the wrong one. Oh my. Let me pull up and park right here a minute. Holy Ghost said whoa right here. All I know to do is say, when he says woe is to woe.
Amen.
Which God are you praying to? Are you praying to the true and the living God? Are you praying today to a false God, a dead God? I'll tell you today, I'm glad, thank God, if you say, "Preacher, how can I pray to the true and the living God?" You have to come boldly before the throne of grace through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way that you and I have access, hallelujah, to the throne of grace, is through the blood of Calvary today. But if you'll come through the blood of Calvary, I'm glad there's one that's got his ear bent. I'm glad he's listening. I'm glad he's able. And so we find that she comes with a believing heart. I wonder how many times we pray and we don't do it in faith believing. I see in Hannah a faith, the faith of a faithful woman. Notice not only did she pray with a broken and a bitter heart, she prayed with a believing heart. Thirdly, I want you to see something else. She prayed with a bountiful heart. You say, "Preacher, what are you talking about? She's heartbroken." Notice what she says in her prayer. She is willing in this prayer that she prays before the Lord in a broken heart, in a believing heart, but with a bountiful heart. She said, "God, if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you." See, a lot of times our prayers are selfish prayers. Huh? Oh, yeah. It's not what we can give to him. It's what we can get from him. Oh, boy, there's some lessons right here. It's not about getting from him, but it's about if we get from him, what are we willing to give back to him? She was willing, "God, if you give me a son, I will give that son back to you." That's a bold statement. That's pretty bold praying. I'll be honest with you. For these children that's already been born, thank God for them. For those that's getting ready to be born, thank God for them. But I tell you what, we ought to dedicate them to the Lord. God, you take them. God, you use, first of all, God, you save them. Then, God, you use them in whatever area of life you want to use them. This lady, thank God, prayed with a bountiful heart. "God, if you'll give me a son, I'm going to give him right back to you." That's a tough prayer. She's been harassed. She's been looked down upon. Of course, in the Jewish custom, if you could not have a son, of course, you just looked down on. You was considered cursed in a sense. But she just kept believing. Year after year, after year, after year, she just kept praying. And she said, God, if you'll give me a son, I'll give him back to you. Wow, what a prayer. Lord, it's not what I can get, but Lord, it's what I can give. I see Hannah's problems, and she had problems. I see Hannah's passion for God. I see her as a woman of prayer. I see her as a woman of promise. You say, preacher, what do you mean, a woman of promise? Well, look in verse 18. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight, speaking to Eli. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. What does that tell you? She believes God. God's going to do what I can't do. Notice in verse 19, they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord. And returned and came to their house, to Ramah, and Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife. And the Lord remembered her. All the other times hadn't made a difference. But this time, something's changed. The faith of a faithful woman. I believe that even in her prayer, she could almost have sang that song that the choir so wonderfully sang this morning, God is still good. Why? Because He is. But I see her not only as a woman of prayer, as we say, but of a woman of promise. Notice starting in verse number 20, wherefore it came to pass when the time was come, about after Hannah had conceived. Miracle! 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 I'm amazed as you study your Bible how many miracle verses say. Well, matter of fact, I'd like to say every verse a miracle. This old confused and demonic world we live in. I can't see how precious life is. But she conceived. So God performed a miracle that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. Now Hannah always went. But notice, but Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned. And then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. And Elkanah her husband said unto her, do what seemeth thee good, tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck, and she weaned him. Then starting in verse number 24. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, and three bullocks and one ephah of flour, and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. Now try to picture in your mind. She's prayed and she's prayed and she's prayed for a son. In her prayer, she has a bountiful heart. God, if you give me, I'll give him back to you. The child is still young. He's been weaned. He's still young. Now try to get that in your mind. She takes him back. Watch it now. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli.
And she said, "Oh, my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore," notice verse 28, "therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there." Notice, not only was she a woman of prayer, she was a woman of promise. And what I mean by that, she fulfilled her duty. "Lord, if you'll do this, I'll do that." How many have ever prayed something like that? And then the Lord does his part. Are you with me? Then the question comes, do we do our part? She fulfilled her duty. "Lord, I ask, you fulfilled. Here he is." That's tough. Now, in her prayer, she didn't pray for children, she prayed for a child. Right? She fulfilled her duty. She done what she was supposed to do. Could I say, as God's people, we should do what we're supposed to do? We may be missing out on some blessings of God because we're not doing what we are supposed to do. Just a thought. I'm not going to charge anything extra for it. It's just a thought. She fulfilled her duty even in its difficulty. She dedicates him to God and his service. She's a woman with a problem. Not only one problem, she's got a lot of problems. She's a woman who had a passion for God. She's a woman of prayer. She's a woman of promise. But lastly, she's a woman who prospered. She prayed for a child, remember? She brings him. She dedicates him. And she leaves him there. Now, I think there's a whole message, and she makes him a little coat every year and takes it to him. I've got time to preach that this morning. She still keeps her eye on him. But she gave him to God. And by the way, he becomes one of the greatest prophets. You remember who he anointed? Of course, he anointed Saul, which was the people's choice. But he also anoints David, which was God's choice. In other words, God used him greatly. All because a woman prayed for him and a woman dedicated him to the service of God. But see, God says, "I tell you what, Hannah, I'm going to do something for you now." Look in chapter number 2 if you still got your Bible open. She's a woman that prospered. Why? Because she had faith, she trusted God, she done what she said she would do, and God prospered her. Look in chapter number 2 and verse number 21. "And the Lord visited Hannah." Glory. I can just about shout right there. God said, "I ain't done with you yet. You done your part. Here I am again. Aren't you glad we got a visit with us?" Hallelujah. I like the prayer in chapter number 2. I don't have time to deal with that. "And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived," watch it now, "and bare 3 sons." God didn't give her just one. He gave her 3. He didn't stop there. Watch him. "And 2 daughters." That's 5.
What's the number of five in the Bible represent? Grace. Grace, grace. Marvelous grace.
And Samuel just kept on growing. And Samuel just kept on... Hey, Samuel started serving God at an early age. By the way, children, there's nothing wrong with serving God at an early age. If you'll pray for them and you'll dedicate them, God will use them. If you and I will get out of the way. Woo! Well, that's tough. If you and I get out of the way sometime, just let God have them. God can do better with them than you and I can. Now, He entrusted them to us to take care of them and to live before them. But, hey, God can work in their life just like He works in our life. But she was a woman who prospered. Now, let's just say for a moment, for argument's sake, everybody likes to debate stuff now. That's what people do, you know. Instead of listening to the news, you listen to debate sessions. Let's just say for a moment she prays for him sincerely. And God gives her, and she goes, I'll tell you one thing. I ain't keeping my end of the deal. She'd have never prospered. And God would have never been able to use Samuel in the manner in which he used him. But she fulfilled her duty. As hard as that was, she didn't know she was going to have any more children. But see, God done exceedingly abundantly above all that she could think or ask. Why? Because He's God and He can. And I've got good news today, church. He's still the same God. He's not changed. God can do for you this morning as well. What kind of problem do you have? God can take your problem. And if it's His will to do so, He can turn it into a miracle. But you got to give it to Him. Let's stand on our feet all over the building. Brother Scotty, come get us a song. Father, sure do love You this morning. Thank You for loving us today. Thank You for loving me. Thank You for the great lessons that we can see in the life of Hannah. Lord, I not even begin to scratch the surface. But Lord, I thank You for what You have been able to share with us through the Word of God this morning about how You took her life and she was broken and bitter. But Lord, she prayed, and she promised. And God, You fulfilled, and she fulfilled. And God, You done exceedingly abundantly above all she could think or ask. Lord, today You know every individual in this building. Lord, You know every need upon every heart. Lord, right now in the stillness of this service, I pray first and foremost for that one that could be here today without Christ. Lord, I pray today, perform that miracle in their heart, Lord, that only You can do. And then there's others here today that may be going through something, and they just need to come and pray. God, I'm just going to bring it to You, and I'm going to leave it with You, and I'm going to trust You with it. I pray You'd work in the invitation right now. Help us to be obedient. You work and You move and You speak. And I just pray we'd be obedient. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. Every heart. Every head's bowed, every heart's got their heart and their mind stayed upon Thee, and their eyes are closed.